Hello and welcome back to Couch Surfing with Koi, the traveling podcast where the guests are whoever lets me sleep on their couch. And in today's episode, I'm in New Jersey with the content creator, funny guy, and my future roommate, Will Wahoney.
And I'm Will.
Can I wait to talk after the intro, please? Yeah. Okay, thanks. Will Wahoney, welcome to the show.
Cheers, Koi Piso. I don't know. I thought about that an opener for a minute.
You wrote that one down?
Yeah, I had that one in my pocket. And I think it went well, no?
Yeah.
It was fine.
Oh, well, we can...
Yeah. Laughing at or with me?
At or with?
Yeah, like... I ask sometimes when people laugh. And I'm like, are you laughing at or with me?
Does it matter, though, if they're laughing?
I guess it depends the context, maybe.
Have you ever... When was the last time someone laughed at you?
I think just now.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Is that all happened? I don't know.
Wait, Will, this is crazy because we're about to live together.
Yeah. I've been thinking about that a lot, and I'm really excited. And I had heard so much about you before I met you, and I was really pleased to meet you, and I was pleased about the person that I know you as of now.
Really? Wait. Okay. So what were you hearing about me?
I heard that you were gay, as in like boys.
Right. Okay. So not gay as in like bad or uncool.
Bad or uncool or happy too. I know. So you remember back in the day, people were like, actually gay means happy.
Yeah. And they're still doing it.
Really?
In Christmas songs, I think.
Name one.
Make the Yuletide gay.
That wasn't a song. That sounded like a poem.
What are songs if not poems?
I guess lyric musical poems.
Wait, is that all I am then? Is just gay? What else were people saying about me?
Wait, LAM? What's LAM?
Is that all I am?
Oh, all I am. I was like, is that some acronym that I don't know? No. They just spoke of you more as memories. Like, oh, when Koi was here, this is what we did. They weren't necessarily like, Koi is like this. He likes the color purple and he does this. They were like, Koi... Oh, when Koi was here.
Oh, and it was like good. It was like good things.
It seemed like crazy. It seemed like it was like a nuts experience.
Yeah. Well, I've like many places that I stay, I've come back and overstayed my welcome. And
yeah, you've been here for a couple weeks now. Huh?
Yeah. This is my second week here.
Oh, wow.
I'm about to be here a lot longer, though. This is, well, I slept on Anthony's couch, yeah. Anthpo, and we met in Greenville, North Carolina, in Beastland.
Oh, Beastland.
Yeah, that's what they're calling it. It's on the map.
I would love to see like if the name officially changed.
Really?
Because Greenville is boring.
I think we could get something done about that.
Well, what if Greenville is named after a person too, like Albert Green, who like settled there like hundreds of years ago.
Yeah, but I don't like...
He doesn't have like the footprint of Beast, of
no.
Mr. Beast.
No, what did he do?
Probably settled there.
Yeah. Do you think that he'd bury his toys in the pyramids? Did you know he did that?
No.
Mr. Beast.
Wait, his toys? What kind of toys?
Well, it's like his like fursona or something as an action figure.
Calling that fursona is really funny. I guess essentially it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he went to the pyramids. I didn't watch the video, but like I heard things about him burying his toys in the pyramids. And I was like, what do you mean burying your toys in the pyramids?
Yeah.
Sure enough, in his video, there's a segment where they go to this like this part of the tomb where there's like a bunch of sand. And like, you know, in this kind of spiritual burial ground, this memorial, right. this place of history,
yes,
he
yes.
is like, I've hidden the golden... the golden Mr. B Swarm Lab action figure down here in the sand, and whoever can find it gets it.
Holy shit. Next to fucking King Tut or something.
Yeah, like, or something.
Is King Tut still there?
I don't know.
I just said the only mummy that I know. Is he a mummy? Or are mummies when they come back to life?
You're going to ask our mummies women. Is mummy a gendered term?
You spent too much time in England.
Mummy. Yeah. Well, I yeah, sorry, I can't keep talking about Mr. Beast, actually. We can talk about something else.
Wait. I don't really know. I've never been a guest on a podcast before, I think.
Really?
So this is really...
I haven't either.
Is that true? You've only hosted one?
That is true, yeah.
So, okay, well, we can refilm this, but I'm as the host. And you know, can change clothes.
I actually had a segment idea. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually had a segment idea for this podcast a while ago where I like do a moment where like I'm like, oh, I've been like watching your life for a while because I'm like living with you. So I'm going to be the guest and then you become the host and then ask me a question you've always wanted to know about yourself.
Oh.
Do you want to do that?
Oh, no.
Okay. See, no, that's why I stopped doing that. Why I stopped doing the segment because it really puts the guest on the spot.
Yeah, if you gave me like 20 minutes to think, no, 5-10 minutes.
Okay.
5-10 minutes.
Well, 5 to 10 minutes, I'll get back to you.
No. Because then I have to think and talk at the same time. I can't do this.
Okay.
I was really nervous about this, actually.
Really? I'm nervous every single time.
I was stressing about what outfit to wear.
Well, I don't ever want to put you on the spot. What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Oh, I actually have something.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It haunts me to this day.
Oh, okay.
It really
does.
That
came quick to you.
Yes,
so yeah.
Yes. Okay. It's like, oh God. And oh God. Okay. So it was in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that I'm immune from it, right? Like I can't get canceled.
Yeah. Anything you did in middle school, like I was dating girls.
So, just different person.
Yeah,
completely
seriously.
Different person. What was that like?
What, dating girls?
Yeah, yeah. Do you kiss them on their,
on their mouth? Yeah. No. Well, I wasn't allowed to date in middle school.
Yeah.
Because, which I feel like is rational.
Yeah.
You don't really know what you're doing. It's like when people are dating, it's like they're basically like playing house in middle school.
Yeah. Yeah. There wasn't really any actual reason or intimacy or anything. It was just like, it seemed like more social, like actually that's my girlfriend.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. like on Movie Star Planet when you get to like choose someone to put on your profile.
Yeah.
Well, so I, being the kind of like forward alpha male that I was like, I'm not letting this stop me. So I came up with something. I found a loophole in the system, basically. It was basically like you were friends with the intention to date when you were allowed to.
Oh, so like a pre-order of dating.
Basically. Like, yeah. And, we called it freighting.
Okay.
And I'd
freighting.
Yeah.
That's
like friend
cute.
Dating. And I'd be like, that's my furl friend.
My
it doesn't work as well as freighting, but
no, that's cute. That's very cute. And I'm like, did anything change? Like, was it like, did you hold hands in the hallway or was it like you gave a hug goodbye instead of a high five or something?
I don't think so. I just think like we kind of wrote like cute shit in each other's yearbooks.
Oh yeah, that's, you know? That's cute.
That was kind of it. And like maybe like chased each other around the playground.
Yeah, like more teasing. Yeah.
Wait, okay, you're trying to get around what you did in middle school.
Well, yeah.
What did you do?
Okay. Whew. So I started an Instagram account in middle school. It was like ECK_worst and it was a hate account.
Okay.
And I would post people, but the only reason I started that account was because I was going to post myself and I wanted people to like comment and be like, no, Will is so sweet. it was like most evil attention like ploy that it was like the stupidest. Oh my God. It's like embarrassing to this day, but I started it and I posted like a couple other people that I knew like could take it.
Uh-huh.
And then I posted myself and like a couple people commented and were like, that's not cool.
They were something. Like, true.
No. They defended me.
Okay, that's
and,
good.
Then a couple days later, I get called to the office and they're like, and I was really scared. And they were like, do you know anything about this account? And I was like, no. And they were like, well, we think we might know who it is. And I was like, oh my God. And they were like, there's this girl. And let's say her name is Anna or something.
Right.
She had an account called ECK Crushes. And she had been posting like ships or something like that.
Right.
And they I guess they like somehow misinterpreted the accounts or something and blamed it on her. And she got suspended, and I let her take the blame for it. I didn't say anything. I was like, yeah. Oh, and people like thought that she was mean and stuff, and like she like apparently really. And I reached out to her actually again in high school, and I confessed. I was like, back when the ECK hate, it was me, and she was understanding, but she was like, yeah, that like really put me in a dark place in middle school.
Wow.
And like to this day, I like, we've actually kept in touch a little bit, like she actually like, I think like DM'd me on Facebook like 6 months ago saying that like she's proud of like what I'm doing or something.
Wow.
And I'm like, I feel so bad every time I think about it, and I'm so glad that she's like obviously like moved on from it,
right? Like, imagine she's still there, she's still like mourning. I think you probably built some character
for her. Yeah. Maybe she needed to go through that.
That woman, Hillary Clinton.
Look at what she's done. Wow.
You just reminded me of something really bad I did in middle school. Okay, really, really, really bad. Spill. Okay, so why, like, everyone was so obsessed with ships in middle school. Was that just you or, like...
Ships?
Or was that just me? Yeah.
No, yeah, that was a... It was definitely, like, a thing. Like, in middle school, it was, like, posting two people and being, like, the ship.
Yeah, and then, like, people who were dating, you were like, that's my favorite ship. Yeah. Like, you were so happy they got together.
Yeah.
And, like, the things that were important in middle school, crushes,
right.
Ships... Middle names.
Middle names?
Yeah, you remember when people were like, guess.
I still do that. I'm still on that. Guess mine.
No.
Okay.
It's so underwhelming.
It's like, no, we sit here.
That was good. That was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to cut that because I usually don't keep it in any of the guest jokes, if that's okay.
That's fine.
Okay. Just kind of keeps mine funnier.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, well, I'm recording this actually too. And I'm going to post all the stuff that you deleted. It's in my pocket.
Just audio only.
Audio only. Like muffled every time I'm moving around.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. The thing I did in middle school. Yes. So everyone was obsessed with ships. So what I did, and I really, I, this is me like really reaching to excuse it. I think that like, romantically, I was doomed in school. You know, I was like freighting girls and I was gay, you know, right. So something already wasn't going right for me. I was already trying to like reach for things that I,
yeah,
you know, that
you think your girlfriend knew that you didn't like her?
No, we
Did
were
you
so,
like her?
We were so improv.
Maybe. I wonder if y'all stayed together, if you wouldn't be gay. If y'all just, if, because what happened when you were allowed to date? Was there a breakup?
Yeah.
There was?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. After like a few days.
that's usually how it goes.
Yeah. So I took the people in our homeroom, the Google Classroom.
Yeah.
And I went to like the classmates section and I selected everyone's names, hit copy, put it into a Google Doc and pasted everyone's names.
Yeah.
And then... kind of just went from there being like, all right, who's with who?
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like a list of everyone's names in alphabetical order. And then you'd put like a comma or you put like and blank and then like put who you wanted to ship it with. Yeah. And then like it was like a thing that like me and my like a few friends of mine like it was like a shared document, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we all had like our own color that we would write in. So like mm-hmm. you would see whose ships you agreed with, like who was shipping who. And I didn't understand that when you share a document with someone, they can share a document with someone.
Oh, yeah.
Suddenly, my entire homeroom, I mean, just like, you ever seen those videos where it's like, I let 100 people edit my essay?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. It was just everyone's cursors, like... actual chaos.
Was everyone sitting in the homeroom too? Was it during homeroom?
I remember it happened. Yeah, it was in class.
Everyone was like sitting around each other.
Yeah.
Looking at the same document of everyone.
Either typing stuff or deleting stuff or being like, who's green?
Yeah.
Who's writing in green?
Yeah.
I would not get with Justin. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever got found out for that. If I did, I've trauma blocked it because that was really, really, really bad.
No, that was like, that sounds like a like way to keep it interesting. Like homeroom was boring, I remember, from what I remember. So like that's a way to spice things up. Did you think someone's like feelings got hurt, or do you think that like you embarrassed some people? Or
I think yes. I think also yes. Yeah. I also think it was just really weird.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, but also like shipping culture was weird.
Yeah, everything, you know? About shipping culture is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. People should ship us.
Really? No. Well, now.
No, I'm played. You can cut that out.
No. It's okay. It's okay. I'll put a Google Doc in the link. Link to a Google Doc in the description.
Just put Will and Coy and see. Just wow. Make it public.
Okay. So
sorry, I didn't mean to make it awkward.
I don't feel like it's awkward. Do you feel like it's awkward?
No. Sorry.
Okay. Hey, it's okay.
No, it's fine.
They're like, I love how he like comforts him when he's feeling awkward.
It comes off?
Yeah, and you keep ruining my illusion of having like microphones.
So this doesn't even matter. This is just an illusion.
Yeah. Also, you're not speaking into the microphone right now.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. How's it been living here? Because you just moved in when?
I moved in January.
Okay.
And currently it's April. I don't know how late these come out, but
this will come out in a few years probably. It's 2023.
Damn, you backed up. It's April 2023
now. We're recording this in 2019.
Yeah.
I can't wait till March.
I can't wait
of next year.
we're recording this in when did the Queen die?
Oh, I don't know.
I hope that imagine that I said something and then the joke is, I hope the Queen doesn't die.
That's good. Yeah, good. Okay.
Okay. Do you have any more or do you want to move on?
No, I was going to ask you how it was like to move here.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So I've lived in many different states. I've lived in Arizona, Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada, Texas, and now here.
How long have you been alive?
A few years at least.
Okay.
Yeah. And surprisingly, I've lived in a lot of these places for a long time, which is how I know I'm getting, like, I lived in Arizona for 8 years. I lived in Washington for 8 years. I lived in Oregon for like 5 years. Wow. I don't even know if I count Nevada because I lived there for like 6 months. So I don't even know if I should.
Oh, that's enough time.
That's enough time.
Yeah.
You think if it was like live. What do you think the threshold is? Like, do you think if I was there for a month, then that's.
I think over 3 months, it's like now you have like habits and like routines that are going to like make an impact.
Fair. Yeah. We had a lease.
Okay. So yeah,
we had a lease.
Yeah, yeah.
That was when I lived with Anthpo last.
Oh yeah, yeah. We'll get to that.
Okay.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Okay. But Jersey, I enjoy. I'll tell you what I like, and I'll tell you what I don't like.
Okay.
I like the deli. The deli's cool. I like being able to walk down the street, and it's like, yes, I would like a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying not to do the New York voice because I know that's like, you know, the AOOC. Let me get a bacon, egg, and cheese. Is that what it is?
No.
Okay.
But that was a good effort.
Okay. Do you have a better one or are you just hating?
Hey.
All right. We can move on.
Yeah. Okay. Jesus. So you like getting a bacon, egg, and cheese.
I went, like the deli. Yes.
Yeah. I went to the deli the other day. Did I tell you this story?
No.
There was a guy waiting in front of me and he was like, guy's making my sandwich. I was like,
yeah.
Okay. Because like it's a deli.
Right.
He goes, I'm Steve, by the way. Mm-hmm. He said, cool, I'm Coy. I said, what kind of sandwich are you getting? He goes, turkey and cheese.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, cool. He goes, I used to get bologna and cheese, but I don't really do that anymore. And I was like, oh, all right. I think turkey's a good choice. He goes, yeah, yeah. And I'm not even kidding. He looks at me and he goes, I have a lot of regrets in my life.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And I just went, like getting bologna and cheese.
Yeah, was that what did this have
like,
to do with?
And he was like, yeah, like getting bologna and cheese. Like he loved that. And then
oh, you said that?
Yeah, funny. I said that. I didn't know what else. What do you say?
Good
to
way
that?
To diffuse the situation.
Yeah.
That's like straight out of a sitcom.
And
that
yeah, and then he goes, I'm sorry that I don't learn as fast as everyone else.
He apologized to you?
He apologized to me.
Oh, poor guy.
And I was serious. I was like, that's totally okay. Yeah. Like, don't worry about it. And I was like, we're all just on our own path of life. Right. And I said, but I'm glad ours crossed. Like, this has been great. He got his sandwich. I said, have a good day, Steve. He said, have a good day, Koi.
That's so sweet. It was really nice. I hope you guys bump into each other again.
I really do.
I hope that you guys are both right. Was it,
Okay.
Oh,
I he whispered into the microphone. Yes, it is the deli that's right outside of our house.
Okay, cool. Yeah, there's a couple nearby. I fuck with that too. Like, I could pick which deli I get to go to. And when I lived in LA, it was I was going to Target every time I needed shit. Like, there wasn't the gas station nearby didn't really have anything.
Right.
But like, I needed what did I need? One time I needed, I guess that's not that weird of a thing. Sweet and sour sauce.
And they had that. You needed sweet and sour and guess sauce? What?
They had that shit at the deli too. So
yeah. And they have everything. We just dropped by the deli and got Drano.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything they have like one of everything, and that's awesome. I like taking the subway because I like feeling people close to me. Sorry,
that didn't mean it. No, but I so get it.
I like feeling like I'm part of something, like it's community, it's very communal. Like, LA, everything was just like so far apart, and
loud. The cars are loud,
cars are obnoxious and loud, and parking was like $30 anywhere, and right. I like drive in traffic everywhere. But I love being in traffic here because when I go on the subway, I can just play games on my phone. Like, I don't have to pay attention to the road.
And you don't have Wi-Fi, and you don't have service underground, and so you're like, we're all just kind of here with each other,
but I'm not, because I'm playing Screw Sort on my phone.
What's that?
It's a game where you sort screws.
You just sort.
Yeah, there's different colored ones, and then but then you press the yellow ones and they go into the yellow box, and then you press the green ones and they go into the green box. But you have a certain amount of, I think, like mess ups, and then if you press the wrong screw or something falls. It's really complicated. I don't know if you get it.
Can I say you have one of the most brilliant minds of our generation?
Because
so what mobile ad did you fall for?
No, I fall for mobile ads all the time.
The ones that let you play them?
Yes, yeah. Because then it's like it stops me and I'm like, I was playing that.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me play it more. And then I press the download button and then, yeah.
But I always see if I can beat the game in the time before the ad comes up. Like I want to see how far I can get. Like Fruit Merge.
I downloaded that one.
Yeah, yeah. That's a classic ad.
That's a great one. Yeah.
That one I'm like literally like jitter clicking, like tapping as fast as I can to try to like, I'm like, I will get the melon this time.
The watermelon.
Yeah.
The watermelon's a big guy, right?
Oh. Seriously, we haven't seen one of those in years.
Anything for the watermelon.
Yeah. Yeah.
but my point in saying that was.
And I totally agree with that.
I like Jersey. Sorry.
Yeah. You like Jersey. That's okay.
You talk.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I forget this isn't my podcast.
No, you talk as much as you want.
Is the guest or the host supposed to talk? Yep, you got it.
Is the guest or the host supposed to talk more? Is what you're going to say? I seriously don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I'm doing anything right ever. And seriously, like the possibility of doing things wrong is starting to
get
to me.
Well, you're fucking up. But you know what? That's fine. Like, you can fuck up and you're going to fuck up tomorrow too.
Yeah.
And then the next day, you're probably going to fuck up even worse than the last day.
Yeah.
And you're just going to probably slowly get worse and worse. But you know what?
Is there something good at the end?
You tell me, Koi. You tell me. You're the host.
I got nothing.
All right. Great. Great fucking podcast you got here.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just gonna go back to my notes. How is it with the roommates here? Like, what's the house vibe like? Is there anything I should know before I move in? Because I'm moving in with a bunch of guys. That's crazy. That's crazy for me.
Are you not used to the boy energy?
I haven't really been friends with a boy since I'd say 07.
No, you're lying.
It's a half truth.
Have you ever freighted a boy?
No.
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 Straight into it?
Straight into it. Or gay into it.
Gay into it. Now we're back. We're riffing. Okay. What about Birdo and Anthbo and stuff, and like, or you were joking?
Well, now I'm friends. Yeah, yeah. But now I'm friends with them.
Oh, okay.
As I've gotten older, I've started to like have more guy friends. But I think that that's like a, when you're the gay one in school, if they're like guys who are friends with you, they're gay by proxy.
Oh, okay. So it's tough. It's tough links trying to find some straight guy friends as a gay guy that aren't going to be mean or rude to you, or also that will be friends with you.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a struggle that I never thought about before. And I'm sorry that you had to go through that, but also honestly, you're not missing out on much.
Yeah. I was about to say, like, honestly, biggest blessing of my life.
Yeah. There have definitely been plenty of times that I've like been friends with a dude, and then like a couple months later, I'll find out the most like heinous shit that they've said or did to like a girl, or like they'll just like, I'll find out that they have a completely different view or perspective on things.
And yeah.
It's just like really unfortunate. It's definitely more difficult to find some good guy friends that are trustworthy and also like won't, because I don't like surrounding myself with dudes where it's just like you're friends with that dude, like,
oh, yeah, no. Yeah, I've had that where like I'm like going on a few dates with guys, and then like they'll get a little comfortable and they'll like say something, and then being like, oh, can I say that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
No, you can't. Sorry. I don't know why you thought you could.
They like think Jesus. It's safe finally, yeah, to like be themselves, and yeah, themselves is just like a bigot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a little difficult. But I honestly, because I heard basically someone is moving out of this house.
Right.
And Hambon, who's moving out of this house, is a girl. No, and so I was like, yeah, yeah, the only girl in the house, and I'm taking her place.
Yeah.
And so I was like, and then I heard that you were moving in.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's another guy.
Another guy. House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was delightfully surprised to see that you're kind of like a pansy. Is that?
That's fine. No, I can take that. I can see how kind of that you mean that in a way that it, yeah.
Yeah, well, like, not exactly, but you can hang is what I'm saying. As the guys say, you can hang.
I can, yeah. Can you elaborate a little bit more, or?
Like, I can hang out with you and enjoy it.
We can hang.
Yeah, 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 okay. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So I can hang with your kind of like weird gay shit, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what you're, got it.
Yeah.
I honestly, like, I was also in high school, most of my friends were girls too, mm-hmm, which was an interesting dynamic because I'm also straight. So like that was like a weird, like, it was just weird. But also like in college, my roommate was, I actually met my best friend ever. His name is Gabe. We were like roommates by chance, and it was me and him and like, two gay dudes.
Uh-huh.
So like, that was, and then since then, like the majority of my guy friends, except for Gabe, is gay. And I've realized that like a lot of the gay dudes I know are a lot better people to be friends with in a lot of like compared to like a regular straight dude. And we have a lot more overlapping interests and general senses of humor usually.
Right.
And also just like a lot of, it's also hard to find straight men that are not super insecure with their masculinity. And that's also another thing too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what percent of straight men are homophobic because they don't like the way that they tingle inside when they get close to a gay man. Because there's a lot of theories about that.
But. Oh, I can say I've proven a lot of theories about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Like you're saying that, or maybe I don't want to be too direct.
Okay.
But does that mean you fucking him? I'm sorry, I don't know what you usually talk about on
here, so I'm a virgin.
Okay.
Yeah.
In actual reality.
In real life.
Okay. No, I believe you. I don't know how to. I'm like overthinking my reaction because like I'm trying not to like. I believe
you. You look so surprised right now.
No. It's not even a surprise. I don't think that you're like a boy slut or anything.
Or is it whatever. No one said boy slut. You said that.
Okay. I don't think anything of you.
My parents watch this podcast is the thing.
Okay. Right. Do they actually?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, mommy. Hey, dad.
Hey, mom. Hey, dad.
You've raised a great young boy. I think that. I don't know. I don't
know.
Can
you say man?
Yeah, a great young man.
Thank you.
Great young adult. Yeah, 21. Big 2-1.
Big 2-1. You were there.
I was there. That was a great night.
That was a great night. You got so drunk with.
Oh, yeah. We don't. I mean, do your parents know that that I drink? Do they care if I drink?
I think that they'll be probably really disappointed in you, but you can go on. That's fine.
Parents usually like me, I think. So I think, are they going to help you move your stuff in? Is that going to?
Yeah, yeah. They'll actually meet you and they'll be like, oh, you're the one who drinks.
Oh no. And I'll be wearing my, are they religious?
Yeah.
I'll be wearing my, I'll get a God bracelet or necklace or hat.
Maybe do all three.
Okay.
Maybe do like a hat for the Father, a necklace for the Son, and then a bracelet for the Holy Spirit. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Jinx. And so I'm really lost in this train of thought.
That's okay. Really, I'm just mad because now, like, I don't even know where I'm going to buy you a Coke because now I owe you one.
I don't even like Coke. Dr. Pepper, please. Sorry.
I watched you regret that sentence before it even came out of your mouth.
But I did want to answer your initial question, which was about living with guys.
Yeah.
I'd had a little bit of a conversation with you that I'm very interested in starting more of an effort to defy the stereotype of boys being messy, because I know that this is not. There is a, like you put it, there's a standard of cleanliness that this apartment has not been like really meeting. When I lived alone, I was very clean. And when I lived, I've had a bunch of different roommates. When I've lived with clean people, it's a lot easier to be clean when everyone else is clean. Mm-hmm. But like if everything's a fucking mess, it's hard to go upstairs and be like, oh, time to clean.
You know? So and it's also so easy to just like leave your stuff on the counter when there's a bunch of other stuff.
Exactly. Because
it's like it just gets lost in the. And
it's like you never even left it on the counter.
No. It just becomes a part of whatever. It becomes a part of the counter. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So and the times I felt that, because there are times where me and Berto have like deep cleaned and then it's like so clean for like 4 days. Mm-hmm. And then like an event will happen or like somebody will leave.
Anthony.
Okay. Thank you.
No, because that's first step. That's the first step to getting this place clean and to getting the cabinets closed.
Yeah.
Is saying his name with your full chest.
Say his fucking name. That's funny. I would love to be clean. And I also, I mean, Utah's never really around. So
yeah.
He's like a quarter roommate.
Yeah.
Because he's here like every like couple of weeks. I mean, you've been sleeping in his bed with him like, without him for the last
right
how long
for the last 2 weeks. And then like he'll come home like for like 1 or 2 days a week and I'll be like, I washed your sheets, and he's like, oh, thank you, dude. I haven't done that in months. I'm like, oh. I also slept in them before I washed them.
He
obviously like, didn't care if they were washed or not.
You have cleaned his sheets more in the past 2 weeks than he has ever done.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to live for you to move in.
I'm excited to move in.
The moral of
the
story, you shouldn't be afraid of boys to as roommates, only except for Anthony.
Yeah, and I'm gonna put an end to that the moment I get in here.
Okay. I will support you in any way possible.
Yeah, yeah. I think I have a way of getting to like the deepest, darkest parts of him and like lighting them on fire.
Oh God. I think
I can always see it in his eyes.
I think he'd experience like an ego death at that.
And I think that
if you really break him down.
I think we're ready for that. I think it's time.
just give him like a couple more years of like just to experience, just to be happy with who he is as he is now.
You think he's happy with it? Have you met him?
Ignorance is bliss.
Right. Well, ignorance leaves all the cabinets open and the door open as well. And your pan. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yeah, there was some drama in the roommate group chat today.
Drama? I don't even.
No, we can call it drama.
It's not drama because no one's going to fucking. He's not going to respond it.
Please
do it.
How am I going
to
title this if it's not drama?
Oh, true. No, there was tea.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And I'm excited to see what you do with your room. I also wanted to say.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to. Because I. You saw what this room was like.
Yeah. This room was. We'll put up a picture. Covered in chill guy.
Yeah, here's a picture of that. Also put up, oh yeah, can you also next to that? Okay, so first put a picture of the room and then also put a picture of your tour with Tommy in it, the picture that you posted. You posted a picture on your story today,
yeah,
of it. Just because I think that it's really funny because you're so tiny in it and it looks like you're whispering Tommy to like do naughty things or something. And so I thought I wanted to bring that up too.
That's the show. I sit on his shoulder and
I would watch that.
And I tell him naughty things to do.
I would 100% watch that. Can we make that a video where, except it's me and you're sitting on my shoulder? Except not naughty things because your parents are going to watch that.
Yeah.
So maybe just like regular things or funny things, silly things.
Mm, I'm like a little gremlin voice and I'm like, wash your hands.
Wipe the toilet seat when you're done. Don't forget to put the toilet seat down. Are you giving me advice or what is
it? I don't know. You said just do normal things.
Oh, okay. Normal things. Okay.
Also,
like productive things?
Yeah. Wait. Did I tell you how like I threw up in the bathroom and I got on the wall? And then I wiped down the wall and the paper towel turned brown?
Yeah. I was telling my girlfriend how you were like saying that the dirt on the wall was grosser than the actual puke that you were cleaning off.
Yeah. I was like, that's just an everything bagel with scallion cream cheese. I don't know what the rest of this is.
Oh, I thought you meant the.
Oh.
Like, I thought it was like a weird metaphor joke about how like.
That was so.
The dirt on the wall was an everything bagel with scallion cream cheese.
Oh.
Because an everything bagel. I don't know. I missed.
That's okay. You came up with, you know, my jokes are open to interpretation.
That's fine. Yeah. You do this for a living. So.
So do you.
But I don't do unscripted, really. I do. I did unscripted at, I worked for this place called Rooster Teeth. And we had a show called Best Friends Today last year. And it was a lot of fun. But it was very clear that, like, I'm not, like, an improv trained, like, guy, and it was like an unscripted improv comedy show, and I was like forced to lean into the fact that I have no idea what I'm doing improv wise,
right.
And related to the awkwardness of like not really being able to riff super well.
I think like whatever you are, like as a general rule, whatever you are, as long as you lean into it, it works.
Yeah,
because that show worked.
Yeah, it gets weird when you're trying to pretend to be something that you're not, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for saying that it worked. That was probably the nicest thing you've said to me.
I love that show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me that because Grace, we had an episode with Grace, right?
Did you?
Oh, yeah, we did.
With Grace Ryder? Oh, yeah. We talked about it. That was actually the last guest episode that just came out before this one.
Oh, I heard that she just did a show somewhere.
Yeah. I got to watch the show. It was awesome.
Oh, really? You went?
Yeah. I went and I went.
I was going to go too, but I stayed in Austin another day.
Well, she had a show and it was really funny because I showed up to the rehearsal because I was staying on her couch that night. The thing is like this podcast always creates some like really interesting social dynamics where like it's like Grace, a bunch of comedians that are like going to be on the lineup that night for her show. And then like me at the rehearsal.
Yeah.
And she just kind of like she's like saying hi to everyone. And then she's like, and then this is Coy. And I'm like, I'm Coy.
Yeah.
Like no other explanation. Like she like got to bring like her like little cousin.
That's your title, Coy.
Yeah.
Like, and this is my Coy.
And I just kind of like, I just kind of observe and hang out and try
Were
to stay out of the way.
Notes?
No.
You're pretty far along in that notebook, huh?
Just a little bit.
Do you use that notebook a lot?
Not too much. Honestly, I hate the pages. It makes the pen smudges when I'm not careful.
Well, maybe you need a different pen. Mm. Maybe you're focused too much on the notebook and not enough on what the pen that's writing on it. Someone turned that into something
poetic. Yeah.
Like something like, is that a metaphor somehow for something?
I feel okay. Wait, you said
maybe you're focused too much on the notebook and not enough on the pen that's writing in it.
Maybe you're focused too much. Okay. This is like for like someone who is really mad at the people around them, but they're not focusing on themselves. On like the because like the pen would be yourself. Like this pen is the expression.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're blaming the notebook. But it's like really like people are going to treat you the way that you are. It's like, of course the notebook's going to be bad if the pen is bad.
Yeah. Or the opposite. Actually, no, never mind. I was going to.
You almost had me there. Actually. Or, okay, wait, I'll try to come up with another.
No, or like you're in a relationship and nope, I lost it. You got it.
Okay. You're in a relationship and your partner is like always like, is always writing shit down about you and like always like, and then they're like, oh, I hate this notebook. And you're like, well, maybe it's not the notebook. Maybe it's the pen.
Oh, wait, isn't that,
I guess that one's not really a metaphor.
No, I got it. Okay. So the notebook is a symbol of an argument or something. And you don't like the words that are being written. You don't like the words that are happening in the notebook. That is the argument. But maybe like the pen is, maybe it's not the argument that you're mad at. Maybe it's the pen. Maybe it's the, no, that's kind of just what you said. Let's move on.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So you blew up on TikTok in 2019.
Oh, fuck. I moved the camera.
I think it's okay.
No, I'll move it back.
That was really impressive, actually.
Thank you.
You blew up on TikTok in 2019.
Yes.
I was trying to figure out like what you were doing. And so the Famous Birthdays says he put together a gross concoction of a Cheetos-centric snack in one of his TikTok videos. It was set on the song. It was set to the song Leaked by Lil TJ. Lil TJ? Lil TJ. I feel like I should have known that. No, so wild. Yeah, what were you doing? What were you doing on TikTok that you blew up?
That's fucking hilarious because like that, I don't know that why they picked the most like obscure TikTok that I posted and like focused on that as the center of my entire internet presence for the last 6 years.
Yeah.
That video was literally just, I saw a video of someone making Cheeto guacamole. So I made Cheeto guacamole.
You mean like a gross Cheeto centric snack?
It wasn't even gross. It was delicious. It was like Cheetos and avocado and lime and some seasonings.
That actually sounds yummy.
It was like, because if you dip Cheetos in guacamole, it sounds good. Yeah. Or it was melted cheese too. It was like nachos. Whoa. It was literally just nachos, except the foundation was Cheetos. I don't know why that was relevant at all to
what. Yeah, you're really throwing this.
Sorry. I was in 2019. I was making just like sketches. It was like I've kind of realized throughout the years that whatever show or media I'm watching, I create sketches that are like inspired by that.
Okay.
And I was watching a lot of Rick and Morty during that time, so I was like making a lot of like trying to be like meta and like make skits where it was like alternate versions of myself would come in or something.
Okay.
And like, or like try to get experimental in that way. But then I was also trying to have personality forward content, but I was just still a little too cringe for, actually I think I was for the time, it was probably not as cringe, but like looking back on like, I always did this voice and it was like so obnoxious and I don't even want to recreate and then I made a YouTube video. I got a camera for my 18th birthday and I made a YouTube video interviewing some kids at a football game.
Mm-hmm.
And then that blew up, and then I quit my job. I was working at a coffee shop.
Nice.
And I quit my job, and then COVID happened, and then I moved in with Anthony and some other people. What were you doing in 2019?
Ooh, I was also making TikToks, but I was like drafting them. They were so bad. Well, I was posting them. What else was I doing in 2019? No, not good. Not a good question. I just remember what was 2019.
You were 16?
15.
15 turning 16?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what I was doing in 2019. I don't want to think about it. It's really scary. I had a middle part.
I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
I guess I also don't really know.
It was unimaginable.
Right. Was the length the same, kind of?
No. It was like the standard, like, think like Kevboy Perry.
Kevboy Perry. Kevboy Perry.
Kevboy Perry, we miss you.
Holy
come home.
Holy shit. Isn't it if you go on Pinterest and look up...
Say it. Say it. You're allowed to say it.
Why am I allowed to say it?
What do you have to look... Anyone's allowed to say it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't really know what the meta is, because I know that certain weird words are... It's a rotating and coming back in and out.
Right,
and
like, right. Well, this year, you're allowed to say twink.
Okay. Yeah. In 2023.
In 2023, we're allowing it.
Okay. Well, if you...
You're just lucky it's not 2025.
In 2 years, are people going to look back on this video and use it against me?
No, they'll be like, it was a different time.
Okay, yeah, because this is 20. Wait, we should say it's 2012 and just go crazy.
Whoa.
And say that, and we could say anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shane Dawson's on the pod next week. Wait, what were we talking about?
How if you look up twink haircut on Pinterest that you show up.
Oh, yeah, if you look up twink hair on Pinterest, I'm like the first result.
How do you feel about that?
Do you feel
like a pioneer almost?
Yeah, you know how like okay, name a lesbian as fast as you can.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I feel like the Ellen DeGeneres of twinks sometimes.
That's, you know, did you know I was gonna say that?
Yeah, I knew you were gonna say Ellen, because that's the lesbian.
She is.
And I'm like,
she
a
is.
Few more wrong steps, and like, bye bye, Troye Sivan.
Oh, I don't even know who that is.
Oh wow, but you know Koi Piso.
Oh, Shug.
Oh
Shug
my gosh.
On the pod? Come here,
yes,
Shug.
Of course. Okay, so Will Wahoney has brought a cat.
Yes.
With him as well.
This is my cat, Shug.
She's so sweet.
She's a sweet... Yeah, you were napping with her tonight.
I was napping with her. She loves me.
She does. And it's only you, actually.
Really?
Yeah, she doesn't do that to everybody. It's not like she just cuddles with everybody.
Oh, thank God. Because yeah. I thought for a second... I thought early...
She's a cat slut. As in...
You're just...
No.
Okay. Just a really good opportunity for a Shane Dawson callback that I'm just not gonna go for. Okay. Oh, how do I feel about being twink hair? Well, okay. I honestly like to think about it more in like it's more like a metaphor.
Mm.
Me being the first result for twink hair.
So are you the
Pinterest.
Notebook or the pen?
In this scenario, I'm the pen.
Okay.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. And. Because when I was growing up, when I was like 13, I was homophobic.
Were you actually?
Yeah. Yeah. And when I was 14, I was homophobic.
And this was 2012.
And now, I don't know.
So actually. That was just a different time.
That was just a different time. Well, that was just like, I was just what the church told me to be. You know what I'm saying? And that whole theory you had about like homophobic men actually being gay. Like
yeah.
That was just, I was just living that truth.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
My truth, but that one. but I think like when I was 13, I was homophobic, and now I'm the first result for twink hair on Pinterest. And yeah. So I just feel like this serves as a lesson. Be careful.
Oh,
be careful.
Wait.
How you treat.
Wait.
Be careful how you treat those different than you, or else,
or else you'll become them.
Or else, yeah, or else you'll become
you think you the were top cursed? Result.
Not only will you become them, but you will become like the one.
You think you were cursed because you were homophobic when you were 13? Now you're gay.
You don't want to say it. I want you to say it.
I don't like saying it. I don't like.
See, and now that feels worse.
Well, now the because fact that I don't like saying it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, twink.
Okay. All right. Wait. Back to 2019 TikTok.
Okay.
Or like 2020. What was it like being a TikToker during this era? Because that was like the coveted time to be.
Oh yeah.
That was like when TikTok was. I was just talking about this with Grace about like
it was magical.
You were that was when TikTok went from like this little casual social media app to like
from cringe to like the app,
the social currency.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. TikTok followers were like Bitcoin.
Yeah.
It was good. It was amazing. It was incredible. It was enchanting. It was the highlight. It was the big peak. Like I was making some shit ass content, but mm-hmm. like it was the peak of like how like my proud I was of my career and also like money too. Because like I remember I was working at a coffee shop and I remember thinking like, whoa, like I can make a sound to a TikTok or like post a TikTok with like a song mm-hmm. that they tell me to post and I can get 2 weeks of work, like like 60 hours of work. And then I was like, oh my God, like I wish that I could do this all the time.
Yeah.
And then 2020 came and we had this manager come in and he was like, yo. And I was telling him like, yeah, like I charge usually like $500 or something for a TikTok. And then he was like, yo, check this out. And then I don't know if, is that like weird if I say money? Like, I don't know if I say money, like for specific numbers. A large amount of money right. compared to that, like 20 times what
like
that is.
Enough for like a dragon to sit on top of if it were in gold coins.
If it were in, gold is pretty valuable, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, maybe
US dollars.
Maybe copper.
Maybe like aluminium or something.
Okay. Why did you say that like a British person?
Aluminium?
Yeah.
Is that not how it's spelled?
Aluminum?
Aluminium?
That's how the Brits say it.
The Brits?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't. Why? Wait, what do you mean?
You're not saying it like an American.
Aluminium. Aluminium.
Maybe some people, maybe from wherever you're from.
Wherever I'm from, I'm from everywhere.
It's like a regional thing. I've
never heard anyone say.
Aluminum?
Aluminum. Aluminum? How's it spelled, though?
I don't know. I feel like we're getting into like dangerous territory where all the comments are going to be about this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can.
They're going to be like, actually, I grew up in the same place that Will did, and we say aluminium.
Okay.
And it's going to piss me off. It's going
to
piss me off.
Okay, we have to say something more like topical or more like comment inducing. You could call me the N-word. If I say twink, does that mean you can say that?
If you say twink, I can say the N-word?
Yeah.
No.
No. They're not the same kind of level.
No. That's like apples to
the N-word?
To the N-word. Yeah. Yeah. What was it like at school?
Oh. Ooh. I like that question.
Mm-hmm.
You really know how to ask questions.
Thanks.
Oh no. What was it like for you? I just feel like I'm talking so much.
Well, that's the point of this podcast, by the way. Yeah, this is
okay. Okay. Yeah. It was cool because it was interesting and weird, and I thought that people would be like, when you picture like someone like blowing up in high school, you'd think like they'd suddenly become super popular.
Yeah,
but. It was, if anything, I felt like it was the opposite. It felt like people were like scared to talk to me now because it was only like the weird and like socially unaware kids that would be like, yo, like, what, like Wahoney. But for the vast majority of people, they were like, they would talk to my friends. So my friends would be like, yo, like everyone is just talking about how like I'm friends with Wahoney. And I'm like, really? Like, I thought nobody really cared.
Yeah.
And, so that was interesting. And then suddenly I was homecoming king too, which was like, Would not have happened at all.
I have that written down in my notes, actually.
Really? Yeah, that I was homecoming king?
I think that... So I blew up right before my senior year.
Yeah.
And then
Are you telling a story?
My senior... Yeah, is that okay?
I'm the guest.
I just feel like you've been talking like the whole time.
I know, I'm the guest. That's how this is supposed to fucking go.
Do you want
to
tell my story?
Yeah. So Coy blew up a little bit before senior year when he was still homophobic, or were you a
twink? No. I wouldn't have blown up had I not been gay.
Okay.
Is what they're saying.
Is what they're saying.
The voices, just not them. Just in my head, yeah.
Okay. Continue with your story.
Okay, so I had kind of the same, I had a similar experience where it was like some people were like really weird about, but also like this was like 2022. And so like it wasn't like as cool as it was to be a TikToker in like 2019 anymore. You know, like it wasn't that cool, but there were some people like freshmen that were like scared to like talk to you and like, and you'd hear things around you, but mostly it was like, there was some like jealousy and there was some dislike, I feel, but but that's okay.
Everyone in high school is just so like insecure and like there's so many hormones.
I was completely confident myself in high school.
You know what? I salute you. And how do you feel now? Do you feel the same?
Really good about myself. I have no more work to do.
Yep. I am who I am forever now.
I am who I am. And no more change.
Jinx. And now you owe me two, Dr. Pepper.
Sorry. And then he said Dr. Pepper instead of Coke.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, so I ran for homecoming king.
Okay. Oh, you ran?
Or no, not homecoming king, prom.
Oh.
Prom king, the big one. Bigger. That's the big one. And guess who won?
You're someone else?
Yeah, the kid who can do backflips.
Really? Shut up.
And guess what he did when he won?
Did he do a backflip?
Yeah, he did a backflip.
No way. Is that a real story?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is a real story.
It's almost like more embarrassing than like not running at all.
What? Running and losing?
Like running and being famous and losing?
Yep. Feel like that went without saying, but yep.
I'm sorry. Damn, ever since you said I could say twink, I've just really wanted to call you all this whole time, the rest since then.
Well, that's real. I'm glad I was able to empower you in that way.
So, but it's not derogatory, right?
No, unless
it's like in a friendly way.
Yeah, unless people are like saying, some people say twink when they mean the F slur.
Oh, really?
Do you know what I'm saying? Like people will be like, oh, that twink, and like use it derogatory. And it's
just depends on intention and vibe. And the way I mean it is as an ally. All right, I'm making it worse. I gotta go. What's next on your little
twink book?
Sorry, can you cut that?
Okay, wait. Your little twink book is so funny.
I'm sorry.
No, that's staying in. Okay, something that I found out you did. You started, and I'm sorry if you've never heard the end of this because it's huge. But you started the petition to replace the man or the flag, the United States flag, with a flag of Manny.
This is so funny
to like trick Fox News, and in 3 days, it got over 1 million signatures. The petition did.
Yes, this is so funny that I could like definitely tell that you talked to Anthony about did you?
No, I just did research.
Oh, you researched on your own?
Yeah. Well, I have someone who does the research for me, but.
Oh, a little like an employee or?
Kind of.
Like an assistant?
It's just like a friend that I do like sexual favors for.
That's disgusting.
What?
Shug has something to say.
Wait, I do want to make it clear that it's actually like a friend that I'm on really close terms with, and I didn't just like make that joke about one of my employees.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
It's like a friend who would find that funny.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, good.
Shit, I need to call her.
Like, no, that's okay. Her too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway. Like there isn't even a world where
No. Maybe in 10 years ago. Sorry.
Right.
All right. Well, your question was about the Manny flag, and my answer is that I don't really have anything to say.
Yeah, you just were the one who did it.
Yeah, it was cool. It was like I had my friend Toby make the flag because I didn't know how to use Photoshop. And I remember I posted, or actually there, it was like a 3 or 4 video series. Oh, actually, I do have a lot to say about this. I just haven't gone down this like memory road in years. I remember it was so like everything about my identity for so long.
And right.
Even Anthony would just be like, oh, you're the Manny Flag guy, like as a joke.
Right.
But I'm glad. But now I'm the alien guy. So that's like a whole other thing.
Yeah.
But first it was a video where I was like, guys, Gen Z, we could do anything. And it was like kind of cringe. And it was like, we could like, if we came together, like, because something had happened or something at Trump's inauguration or something, that blew up and got like 10 million views. And people were like, yeah, let's do something. So I was like, fuck, what should we do? And I was like, what if we make a petition to change the American flag? And then, yeah, it got over 1 million signatures. And then that actually became a really big problem because it got more signatures than like actual important things on change.org.
Right.
And people were like, okay, so this petition for like someone, it was like during like when the Black Lives Matter movement was like really like popular
right.
at that time.
Right.
And people that were shot by police and signatures for like things to happen with that. And they all had less signatures yeah. than like the, my bullshit meme petition. So people were like, yo, like, this and like also the Manny had been used as like a symbol, like it was like the Manny will not be televised or
yeah.
something, so people were like they fucking televised the Manny, like they turned into a meme and it was like it was like this whole
so the Manny a symbol before you chose to make
yeah.
the flag?
I chose the Manny because it was already like a kind of like ACAB symbol,
right,
and then I guess it like turned it into a joke, which I understand. It was like, I mean, I didn't have any intention to like take away anything from the Black Lives Matter movement.
And like, who am I to say? But I think that it's less of a problem about you doing that and more of a problem about like what the internet pays attention to.
Exactly.
And like, it is like an interesting point of like how relevant meme culture has become in politics.
Yeah.
Like, look at like Kamala's campaign. Like, she was so brat, she was so demure.
Yeah,
and you
yeah.
think you just fell out of a coconut tree.
Yeah.
And like, they were making all these edits and stuff, and that was getting talked about. And people are gonna like respond to that in such yeah. like a bigger way. And in a way, you're still getting attention, which
yeah.
is what a movement is about. You know, it's just like you were getting it in a more like internet-y kind of like.
Yeah, it's more, it brings a question of like, is like making jokes about something serious or going about something serious in a playful way, like taking away from the cause? Or is it like, because you're right, like more people saw it and I tried to like turn something good of it. I made a website called mannyflag.org after that. And I put like actual links to petitions of people to sign, so like it brought, and it had like, I forget how many impressions per day, but like people were actually going to it. So like people like to laugh and people like to attach to something, or if it's trendy or something, and people, you know, so
it makes it more accessible.
It does,
you know, and more digestible, and people can feel like they can participate.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. But I did feel bad at the time. I was like, but I couldn't have created a meme or like to that scale about like signing one of the other petitions. You know, like if I made a
right.
video that was like, Gen Z, let's all come together and sign this other petition that's really serious and sad.
Then yeah.
People, it may have gotten some views and likes, but like, people, like the whole tag of Manny Flag, like people were making, it was the 4th of July, like the week after, and people were like flying the Manny Flag for
yeah.
the 4th of July, and people made Manny Flag cakes. And also I saw a Snapchat ad, people were selling Manny Flags on Snapchat.
Can I say that I was at a 4th of July party where the Manny Flag was there?
Oh, really?
And you know, there was like a girl that was like taking photos with it for her Instagram.
Oh no, no. No, I remember thinking like, oh God, I created a monster. But now, like, obviously, like 5 years.
But later, it all comes out in the wash.
Yeah.
You know, it's
everything comes out in the wash. Whoa.
Even the notebook and the pen.
Wow. Yeah. Holy shit. That was actually metaphorical as hell.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
I think it's a compliment.
Yes.
Well, interesting. I just think that that's like the impact that social media can have on politics, even if it's unserious, is so, yeah, especially when it's unserious, is so interesting.
Yeah. And but now it's like there's definitely a line to where it's just like genuinely like the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Like it's like bad when there are politicians that lean into it in a way that's like, it's obvious that they're just trying to like, I guess, appeal to the youth in a way that's like really like corny. Like, I don't know if you saw the White House tweeted like a Studio Ghibli AI photo of an immigrant being arrested by ICE. You didn't see that?
What?
Wait, sorry, what? tweet.
Wait, sorry, what?
This is an official,
And it's still up. You're pulling it up.
Well, let me see if it's still up. The White House. At White House. Isn't this fucking insane?
Oh my God.
It's like really dystopian. And it's like they're obviously trying to like be trendy and like lean into like memes and stuff. But like, this is like,
what?
Genuinely like makes me want to like throw up.
They don't understand.
No. It's like tone deaf and also like, I don't know who sees that.
Timeline.
Yeah, actually
we are. Yeah, we're living in the worst timeline. But
I can't believe it's still up. Yeah, that's crazy. The White House, our government White House, like the, you know, the head, the people that run the country. Yeah.
How does the White House even tweet?
Yeah. Does it have hands? Sorry. We don't have to talk about this. Let's talk about something else. Do you like vacuums?
Yeah.
I feel like
moving on from politics, let's go to vacuums.
Sorry.
Bro, the thing that I hate about vacuums is they suck.
They suck. Yo.
What if I just end it there? Wait, okay, actually, it would be really funny. But I do have something that you need to do before you go.
Okay. Do you do this to all your guests?
Yeah. It's I have a playlist that everyone gets to add one song to.
Oh.
So any song that speaks to you that you want on the playlist, mine is Collage by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, damn. Wait. Can I add a Carly Rae Jepsen song too?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Please.
Wait, actually, that's the song that I have.
Wait, like, Collage? Yeah. Wait, really? Yeah. Wait, I'll add a different Carly Rae Jepsen one. And then
No, you can. Okay, yeah.
Because like more people need to. Okay, you do.
Oops.
That song is so good.
I remember hearing that song and being like, holy shit, I thought that she was the Call Me Maybe girl.
And everyone still thinks that. And they need to wake up to the truth, which is that she makes incredible music.
That song was really good.
I'll do Psychedelic Switch by Carly Rae Jepsen. Same album.
Oh, you'll have to put me on then, because that's the only song that I've heard of her new stuff. And I remember being like, wait, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love her so much.
Is she a brat diva moot?
All right.
What is moot?
Will, thanks so much for being here. I'm excited to live together. We're going to be roommates. It's going to be awesome. All right. Well, see you next week on a different couch.
Can we run the vacuum joke back or no? Wait, what do you... Vacuums?
I'm gonna go.
They suck!